Many people live their lives in quiet desperation, just killing time, floating through life, waiting to die. There was a time quite recently when I was doing the same. Hard to believe, but true. Sometimes it takes events outside of your control to unleash the beast inside, to live the way you were meant to live. It is said that the two enemies of life are pain and boredom. Well, I don't know if that's so or not, but I sure as shit don't like either. It's very hot today, sticky and thick, and the air conditioner in this old coupe don't work a toot. From the passenger side mirror, I can see wisps of smog rising out of the exhaust pipe. In the comfortable confines of my mind, I curse Chewy for not finding us a more fabulous getaway car. I like the color, though. Tangerine. Although I would have preferred pink. I'm not quite sure why the most gorgeous color God created isn't used more in vehicle design. I find it very appealing. I never leave the house without wearing a hint of pink as part of my wardrobe. Today, it's a chiffon scarf tied around my neck, shifted to the side for extra pizzazz, of course. I believe it goes well with the retro cat-eye sunglasses I'm wearing. I look smashing. I'm not one to brag, but I do conduct my business like a fine artist, completing my tasks with pristine perfection, all the while looking like royalty. I feel 60s chic today, but the 70s were my heyday. Back then, I was revered as the most gorgeous woman east of the Mississippi. Frankly, I don't feel as though I look much different today. I do have to wash the gray out of my hair from time to time to get it back to the bunny blonde I was born with. But what former beauty queen in her 70s doesn't? Now I sound spoiled, don't I? Well, I'm not a bit. There was a time in my life when I had to make a nickel last a week, when having beans and cornbread for dinner was a downright feast. But that's a story for another time. It'll have to wait. If you'll excuse me, I have to go rob a bank with a few of my friends. Ta! Geraldine Ford was in the front seat on the passenger side, her pink chiffon scarf popping out against the drab gray coveralls she wore over a bulky, bulletproof vest. All four women riding in the 1998 tangerine-colored clunker had bulletproof vests under their coveralls. Wilma was driving. A newly minted wayward soul with a strong spirit and gentle heart, she refused to handle a firearm. The other three women did not mind being passengers. The coupe was old, and its once fine leather seats were tattered, but they felt comfy, like a cushy sofa worn just right. Behind Wilma sat Edna, a former member of the Israeli Defense Forces. From the look on her face, one might think robbing banks was a daily affair. Her occasional yawn bore witness to the life of danger she had known. Her hair was tightly braided and her coveralls freshly pressed. She was a professional. Consuela sat next to Edna knitting, not because she was nervous, but because she was doing penance. She had called another lady at Montclara Fatty Patty and felt she owed her an apology. As luck would have it, the business district was not busy on this day. Traffic was low. The ladies would have no difficulty with their getaway. Wilma parked the car in the side alley next to the bank. The narrow roads round back provided the perfect escape route. Twists, turns, and an open garage door ready to conceal them if their other options ran out. The hiding place was Consuela's idea. She had her nephew Chewy arrange it. Geraldine finished filing her nails while Edna watched for law enforcement. Consuela put away her knitting. Wilma's face contorted and her eye began to twitch. "Oh, Lord Jesus," Wilma sighed. "Have mercy on us." "Listen, y'all." Geraldine fluffed her hair and smiled at her reflection in the visor mirror. "Just relax and we'll be out of here in no time." "Breathe," Consuela suggested to Wilma. "Everything is going to be fine." The three ladies put on their COVID masks while Wilma inhaled through her nose and exhaled through her mouth. It was time.